Change and Energy, Chris Bowen. A very good morning to you, Minister. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Melinda. Good morning to you.
Can you explain to us what this process is about? A lot of people are trying to get their heads stuck into the process where they're planning on writing to you as you consider what the offshore wind zone could look like. What's this parallel process that's going on at the moment?
Yeah, and I can completely understand why people would be saying, well, hang on a second, what's going on here with this particular story this morning? But really, you've got two processes. So, as you know, we're consulting about weather and how to put an offshore wind zone off the Illawarra. That process has been underway for some time and we're consulting about that, and that consultation ends on the 15th of November. It was going to end on the 16th of October, but Alison Burns, who's doing a fantastic job, asked me to extend that consultation further to make sure everybody gets a good say. So that has happened, and that consultation ends on the 15th of November, and then I'll consider, you know, all the issues that have been raised and go through all the submissions and work through the next steps. Now, an offshore wind farm can only go in if I declare a zone. It can only go in if I issue a feasibility licence and then a commercial licence, and if it gets environmental approvals. Now, these environmental approval is a separate process run, as you said, by Minister Plibersek, quite arm's length from me. I have no role in that. So basically this would have to satisfy two ministers in different processes. But even if it got environmental approval, it could not proceed unless it's inside the zone, I eventually declare, unless it gets a feasibility licence and a commercial licence, and indeed if it complies with any conditions I put on. So I can put conditions on when I declare a zone. So, for example, when I declared the Hunter Zone, I put conditions on about the height of turbines, etc. Now, it's very important. I'm not preempting my own decision. I'm certainly not preempting Minister Plibersek's decision, because she has certain obligations under law which she has to comply with, and she always does comply with. But really my message to the people of the Illawarra this morning is, this is not being rushed. Just because one company has chosen to put in an application, it does not mean that my decision is any quicker or any different. I will still consider all the submissions that go in, and then there'll be a long process after that of feasibility and commercial licences where people also get to have a say.
OK, so it's not as if the federal government has called for tenders or anything like that. This
Bluefloat
has said that they have self-referred. Why would they do that now when they are not even clear on and haven't heard about the stipulations that you might place on a zone? For example, where, how far out to sea, how tall the turbines can be, limits that you might impose on the zone. Mm-hmm. Why would they do this off their own bat so soon?
Bit hard for me to say, Melinda, because it's a matter for them. They've taken this decision. Obviously, there's other people interested.
Were you aware that they were going to do this?
No. I don't talk to them during this process. It's all quite proper and arm's length. They can do their thing. It's a bit like, you know, if you decide you might want to build a house in an area where the council's considering whether to zone it for housing, you can prepare your application and put it in. But whether the council proceeds with the rezoning or what conditions they put on, you're taking a risk. If you go to the time and expense and effort of declaring, of preparing an application, you're taking a risk that that money may or may not be wasted at the end of the day, because, you know, where they're proposing may or may not be inside the zone that I eventually declare. If it's not, sorry, bad luck to them.
Back to the drawing board for them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they're entitled to do this, don't get me wrong. They can apply for whatever they like, but that does not mean that the process that I have underway changes one iota. As I said, look, offshore wind is important. There are very genuine issues that are being raised. There's also, you know, concerns which have been based on misinformation and disinformation. We sift all those through. We work with the community to come up with a good outcome, certainly. If I declare the zone and then call for expressions of interest, when I decide who to give a feasibility licence to, and then if ultimately who to give a commercial licence to, I look at, sure, how many megawatts they'll generate of energy, because that's important for the Illawarra. I want to see more energy generated for BlueScope's future and for the great industrial future of the Illawarra. That's why we're looking at the Illawarra, basically, to support those jobs of the future for the Illawarra. But I also look at community benefit and local content and who's engaged best with the community, who's got the best local content plan, who's going to create the most local jobs, who's got the best environmental plans. Minister Plibersek has an entirely separate process which she has to work through, just strictly the environmental concerns. Have they met all the concerns that have been raised or not?
And can any company from anywhere apply for a feasibility license from you once the zone is declared?
Well, they could certainly apply. So, for example, the Gippsland, which is a much, much bigger zone than we're looking at the Illawarra, you know, a much bigger area. We received over 30 applications. I'll soon be announcing, you know, who's going through to the next steps. It won't be all of them, obviously. It'll be the better applications which make it through to the next steps. A similar process would apply to the Illawarra, but that is some way down the track. And as I said, anybody can apply. Indeed, Melinda, as we've said, anybody can apply for environmental approvals. Does not mean you receive that approval. There's a very rigorous process to go through.
Okay. So it might all be a waste of time. You might put limits on the height of towers, you might say, because it seems like, I don't know if you've been surprised by the growing noise around offshore wind. It's taken a while for people to get their heads around what's happening. And I know, for example, at the Hunter Zone, there are people calling for you to rescind your decision because people claim they weren't fully aware of what was being planned. What's your response to the seemingly growing opposition to this and the concerns that are being raised by the community?
Look, I think, Melinda, when you're starting an industry from scratch, and we are starting a new Australian industry from scratch, from nothing, there's offshore wind right around the world. It's very important for industrial jobs in Europe and in America and increasingly in Asia. So we are one of the last countries to come to this. But it's new for Australia, and you're going to get people with concerns. You're going to get people very excited about the future, and there's a lot of jobs to be created for the Illawarra in this path, both for traditional industries like BlueScope, industries of the future like hydrogen, Hysata and other really exciting Illawarra firms. So I'm very optimistic about the future and the opportunities offshore wind can create for the Illawarra, an area I know well and love. But also there are legitimate issues that people have. When you've got something new, people have got genuine concerns and issues. That's why we've put 150,000 leaflets and letterboxes. That's why we've had 6 consultation sessions. That's why at Alison Byrne's request, I've extended the consultation for another month to make sure we hear those views. As I said, some of those concerns are very genuine and well-founded, and, you know, I'll take into account. I've seen other misinformation about the impact on rescue vessels of electronic seismic waves or something. I mean, but I understand that people are going to raise questions and concerns. Some will be, issues that I need to take into account. And we certainly do that very genuinely because we want to bring the community with us. Now, there are people who are strong supporters of offshore wind as well, who quietly put in submissions,
Yes.
And in the Hunter, there's mixed views as well. Yes, it's a very controversial in Port Stephens. There's strong support in other areas of the Hunter, but again, expressions of interest will soon close for the Hunter, and I'll work through those, and I'll have more to say about the next steps for the Hunter soon as well.
We're very close to being out of time, my apologies, but I'm just wondering, this question gets asked again and again and again, why not off the coast of Sydney?
Well, because really, the way of answering that is, why Illawarra? Because it will create jobs for the Illawarra into the future. And the Illawarra has a strong energy grid. There's lots of transmission around the Illawarra to support BlueScope and the other great industries. So really, this is about the Illawarra's economic future. Increasingly, consumers and investors around the world are going to demand decarbonised industry. If BlueScope and others can't provide green steel and decarbonised steel in the future, frankly, the future is very limited. I want the Illawarra to have a bright industrial future. That means providing sources of renewable energy for the Illawarra. Now, offshore wind has certain advantages. Obviously, there's a lot of room. Obviously, it's windier off the coast. Obviously, it's windier into the night, which provides that more constant energy supply for big industrial users, as well as residential uses. I mean, this will power houses in the Illawarra, but it'll also power industries of the future, some of which already exist and some of which are only just getting going. So that's why Illawarra. I mean, as I said, the Illawarra zone is much, much smaller than, say, Gippsland or Bass Strait zones, which will help power all of Tasmania and all of Australia. This is a much smaller zone, which is really about the economic future of the Illawarra.
Mr. Bowen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure. Look forward to chatting again, maybe when I move to the next steps.
Yeah, well, we will anxiously await talking to you then. But that's Chris Bowen, Minister for Climate Change and Energy, speaking to me there. It's